Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Gay with God podcast, a safe place for us to share our stories and support one another. How long did we know? What challenges did we face? Did we lose our faith? When did we find our way back home? Or are we still searching? The stories you hear on this podcast will melt your heart and strengthen your belief that in God, all things are possible, and you can be, authentically, gay with the God of your understanding. I am your host, Midge Noble, and I am very honored that you are here. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Gay with God podcast. I want to remind you right off the bat that we do have the Wild Goose Festival coming up in July 11 through 14. I'm so thrilled to be a part of this again this year. I will be bringing the Gay with God podcast live, and I have a guest scheduled to meet me there at the Wild Goose Festival, Gail Tabor. She's a wonderful person, and I can't wait for you to meet her. For you to join me at the Wild Goose Festival, because you're my follower here on the Gay with God podcast, I do have the ability to offer you a discount code to get $50 off of your adult ticket. So if you go to the show page at empoweredmidge.podbean.com, you can reclaim that code when you fill out the ticket request, put in your code, and you'll be able to get $50 off. This Wild Goose Festival is just a stellar place to be if you want to engage with people that are grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering. I've never seen so many gay pride flags flying at an event that I've been to, so I'm just so excited every year to go and to be in with all of those amazing people, presenters, performers. It's just a wonderful event. If you want to be a part of this, and I hope that you will and you'll join me there, go to empoweredmidge.podbean.com to get your discount code. For this episode, you can just scroll down to the bottom and look at where you can find that code. Today, I want to talk to you about burning hearts. So my journey through life has been interesting, and those of you who have already picked up my memoir, Gay with God, Reclaiming My Faith, Honoring My Story, know some of the ins and outs about that. But today, I am actually going to offer you a sermon that I'm going to be preaching this Wednesday at our healing service. As part of the lay preaching initiative of the Episcopal Church, they require us to, of course, preach in our own congregations and to start to spread our wings a little bit as we're learning all the ins and outs of preaching. So this is my first attempt. Actually, that's not true. This is my second attempt at preaching, writing my own sermon and preaching in front of a congregation. The first time I was a senior in high school, probably, I don't know, I was getting ready to go to India to build the church. I was getting ready to go to college, and I was part of the youth group and the president of the youth group, and we had Youth Sunday. And so I got to preach in front of my home congregation. Quite a different thing, by the way. And Daddy said I went a little long, so I don't think this is very long. I commend this to you. I hope that you enjoy it. And if you have comments, if you have thoughts about it, please, thank you to those who already do. But please reach out to me either on the Podbean app, where you can send a reply about one of these episodes. And also you can email me at empoweredmidge@gmail.com. And I would love to hear your thoughts and your offerings about what I do. If you would like to read the scripture first that I'm referencing in this sermon, it is Luke 24, 13 through 35. So feel free to pause this and go grab whatever Bible translation you prefer and read Luke 24, 13 through 35. I titled this sermon, Burning in Our Hearts. In Mother Erica's Easter sermon, she mentioned the Easter winds. I was struck by her powerful imagery, which then ignited a memory of a movie I had seen years ago called Chocolat. It was an intoxicatingly beautiful and powerful imagery of colorful banners blowing in the wind, the slow swirl of stirring chocolate as it melts over the heat. You can almost smell it. Festive, carefree dancing, and my all-time favorite actor, Johnny Depp. The woman in the movie was moved by the winds. The winds would start to blow, and her heart became uneasy, and she had to go to wherever the winds would take her, from town to town, facing ridicule, dislike, and sometimes hatred, because she would wind up in towns that were rigid and closed, and she brought life and magical chocolates to the people of the village. It was like her calling. The way her character accepted this as her inner guidance system is how I have found myself here today, in front of you. Throughout my life, I have felt a pull, a nudge, or desire to move in a certain direction without always having all the answers. It may sound haphazard and unplanned, and sometimes it has been. I admit many people in my family have doubted my decisions along the way, and yet when the burning in my heart pulls me forward, I have to act. I see the same scenario for the disciples. All of them were going through their daily lives, working at their jobs, and then a wind blew in. They were called by Jesus, and even when it didn't make sense to them, and most probably many of their closest friends or family, they had to act. Without knowing what was ahead of them, how it would turn out, and what they would face. In today's text, we find Cleopas and an unnamed person on the way to Emmaus. It has been 3 days since Jesus had been arrested, beaten, a mob screaming for him to be crucified, and was then killed. For those of us who have experienced a deep loss, the death of a child, parent, beloved friend, family member, precious pet, or some form of trauma, 3 days is not enough time to process what has happened or to just move on with our lives. Although most of us have experienced the expectation of returning to work in 3 days because that is all we are allowed, we are still, though, in shock. We are exhausted, confused, overwhelmed, and we are lost. I imagine the disciples were feeling all these things and more while trying to figure out, what are we to do now? They had given up their jobs, left everything behind, had spent 3 years with Jesus, listening, learning, and investing all their hope in who they thought Jesus was supposed to be for them. And then he was gone, really gone, and what they had hoped for didn't happen. So it is not a surprise that when Jesus appears to Cleopas and the unnamed person, they do not recognize him. They are still in the 3 days of grief. Jesus' appearance on the road to Emmaus, however, as everything that Jesus did, was intentional. First, Jesus confronts the grieving pair for their slowness of heart to believe what the prophets had said. He begins to state the important events from Moses and all the prophets that specifically stated the things that Jesus was here to do and what he would need to do in the end. During this whole conversation, they did not recognize Jesus. The pair, however, was so enthralled with him that the scriptures say they constrained him to stay with them for the night. I can feel the panic in their heart as they couldn't let him out of their sight. They just didn't know why. Their souls were pleading for him to be with them. This is exactly what Jesus must have counted on, because the pair needed to see that he had indeed risen. During the meal, a beautiful moment happened when Jesus took the bread, broke it, and gave it to them. And that is when their eyes were opened. And for a split second, they recognized Jesus. And then he was gone. What must that have been like? Can you imagine the spark of joy and then ultimate shock and confusion? And then sadness? Because he had been right there, and then he was gone again. As they tried to process it, they both admitted that they experienced their hearts burned within them as Jesus talked about the scriptures during their walk. The sensation of burning in their hearts resonated with me. Even though the disciples didn't have proof of Jesus' existence on the road to Emmaus, they knew it in their hearts. Even when they didn't know it, they felt it in their heart. What does that mean for us? As we seek a deeper relationship with the God of our understanding, when the world is crying for proof, and we may not have it, as we are asking for answers, when we are feeling discouraged, when we deny Him, when we say we're done with religion, when we are in despair and we can't see a way out of our pain, and we cry out, "Where is God in all of this?" How do we connect to that burning in our hearts? How do we know what it is calling us to do? Are we expected to do something extraordinary? For the apostles and for us, sometimes that extraordinary call from the Holy Spirit may be to just get out of bed after someone we love dies and go to Emmaus or to work. It may be to offer help to someone we don't like, or to answer a burning in our heart to be something that we are afraid to be. In our journey with Jesus, what is most important, certainty or faith? A doctor won't see the burning desire. Your family may not understand. It can't be extracted or analyzed. We won't have all the answers. Only we know it's there. And it's only up to us to lean in, experience it, and believe in the extraordinary call of the wind. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, for listening, and I really do ask that you share your thoughts. I would love to hear how this landed for you. And as always, please continue to support, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so that people can join us here at Gay with God. Check out the Facebook group, Gay with God, where we do a monthly Zoom group entitled My Faith Journey. And from time to time, we're going to use some of the sermons I write or some of the great sermons that I'm reading as I'm going through my studies that I want to share with you guys, and it will spur on really great conversation. All you have to do is find the Gay with God group on Facebook and answer all the questions. I am extremely serious about that. We do this for safety, so make sure you've answered all the questions so we can see you on the inside. And then once a month, you'll be given a link to join us on Zoom for the Faith Journey group. If you need support or help to get you through your own coming out or your faith journey, or if you just feel stuck in your life and you would like someone to give you some support to get through that and be a little bit resilient in your life, I'm your girl, and I would love to be able to help you on that journey. Just go to either my website, gaywithgod.com, or you can go to empoweredmidge.podbean.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of that site, and you will see ways to connect with me through my email and also to get a complimentary session with me to see if we're a match before you decide to join in coaching with me. Again, go grab that Wild Goose Festival code and join me at the Wild Goose Festival with your discount code, and I can't wait to see you there. If you are listening to this podcast and are questioning whether you can be gay and be in a relationship with the God of your understanding, if you identify as LGBTQIA+, or not even sure if you are gay, God has always been within you, even when you didn't know it. You have always been gay with God. Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned to see how you can join the Gay with God community. And as always, you are loved.
I want to invite you to become a part of the Gay with God community. How can you do that? Stay connected by messaging me your thoughts and comments in the comment section under the downloads of the show on the Gay with God show page. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen and share so we can increase our community outreach and be a light to those who are struggling to claim their faith. Consider being a sponsor so I can highlight your service in our community. We are all worthy of respect and a relationship with the God of our understanding. I want to thank you in advance for supporting this podcast. Together, we as a community will keep this show visible and our community stronger.
Deep gratitude to my friend Tim McClendon of Tim McClendon Music for allowing me to use an excerpt from Interlude 4, a song found on his CD entitled Sundance.